This is The Conversation Hour with Rochelle Hunt and Warwick Long.
This is just brilliant. This is fantastic. A man named Gareth Wilde lives in Bromley over in the UK. And 6 years ago, he had a dream. He decided he would try and park his car in every single car spot in the car park outside his local Sainsbury's supermarket. And just this week, he's finally achieved it. Not just that, though, he's also achieved the joy, the great honour of appearing live here on ABC Radio Melbourne. Good morning, Gareth.
Good morning. Well, good evening from here, but yeah, good to speak to you.
Thank you, and huge congratulations. As someone who loves petty achievements, I have so much respect for the level of effort you went to in achieving this dream.
It is, I mean, it's comfortably one of the most tedious things I've done. So I'm glad that there are just so many people out there who seem to have really embraced it.
Gareth, most people, like me, you sort of circle your car park in your supermarket and you have your general area that you always go to, if not the same spot. What led to this challenge?
I think it's just, it was born out of sort of tedium. I do the shop every week. It's not a particularly glamorous thing to be doing. And I like to gamify things. You know, if there's an opportunity to take something that's, you know, not particularly interesting and add a challenge to it, then I'm all up for that. So, I just saw it as an opportunity to collect them all.
Now, of course, if you just told people you'd done this flippantly, people probably wouldn't believe you. But you've got the evidence because you really actually marked out and mapped the entire car park, didn't you?
Yeah, you have to go in with a plan, and there's a process to the madness, and you know, from very early on, I knew that I needed to know exactly all the spaces and mark everything out. You know, the more I speak about it, the more, you know, ridiculous it sounds, but you know, it was originally just supposed to be a daft thing that I was doing myself, so. When it all took off, it feels insane to be talking about this on the radio, but...
Well, look, you started started
yeah, that's it. I went in with a plan and it all came out all right.
Do you go nose in or do you back your car in?
Oh, that's entirely dependent on what you're shopping for. If you're going there for a big shop, then you've got to leave your ass hanging out. If you're... if it's just a small shop, then yeah, I'll reverse it.
Well, of course, Gareth, you've just reminded me that you didn't just go to do the park. You actually just built this into your life, didn't you? So each time you were actually still doing your shopping.
It became a challenge, which in the early days it was something quite small, and then as it sort of built up, it just became. A big part of my life.
Gareth, so, take us through the last touchdown, the final spot. Did you almost not want to do it because it was the end of this dream?
Yeah, very much that. You know, I was actually sort of starting to fear it because, you know, 6 years is a long time to be doing anything, even something as sort of tedious as this. So, as I was getting that final spot, it felt suddenly, you know, there was an empty space in my life.
Well, and some empty spaces in the car park, perhaps. Now that you're a Twitter star and being celebrated rightly, are you feeling pressure to come up with a new challenge?
Yeah, I mean, loads of people are like saying, "Oh, you got to do more car parks." But you know, I think probably my days of doing car parks are over. But you know, I enjoy a project, so maybe something else with a spreadsheet involved.
Someone just texted in to they want to know whether you parked in the disabled car spots, Gareth.
I didn't. No, I feel like I'm a good boy. I didn't push for those things because that would have been against the code.
You're a gentleman and a scholar, Gareth. You've inspired many listeners this morning who are all calling me with their own tales of petty, insignificant achievements. And for that, I thank you. And for your own achievement, I salute you for bringing a bit of joy. And I think we could all do a bit of more gamifying of our lives. So huge congrats and thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Gareth Wilde there, over in Bromley in the UK, who's parked in every single car spot outside his supermarket. If you're asking why, you're asking the wrong question.